To summarize the teachings of this precious text, we realize that first the two truths must be established because they are the basis. In the course of practice, the two types of accumulations and the method and wisdom aspects of the path should be implemented in perfect harmony. Two types of Buddha bodies are achieved as the result. When an individual attains the omniscient state of Buddhahood, all disturbing emotions and obscurations are eliminated once and for all. The person thus awakens to full knowledge. From there onwards, such an awakened being has unlimited potential in helping sentient beings to achieve freedom and liberation. Quote, "The wise distance themselves from jealousy and other stains. Their thirst for knowledge is unquenchable like an ocean. They retain only what is proper through discrimination, just like swans extracting milk from water. Thus, scholars should distance themselves from divisive attitudes and bigotry. Even from a child, good words are received. Whatever merit I derive from the exposition of this middle path, I dedicate for all beings to actualize the middle path." The second part of the stages of meditation by Acharya Kamalashila is here completed. End of quote. I am happy that I have been able to give this explanatory transmission of the second part of Kamalashila's stages of meditation. I urge all of you listening to this to study the text. To further enhance and extend your understanding of the Middle Way, you should also study the excellent text on Madhyamaka by Buddha Palita and Chandrakirti, who propounded the ultimate viewpoint of the Madhyamaka school of thought.